Western Union launches USDPT stablecoin on Solana for remittances. Western Union, the largest cross-border remittance provider in the world, has launched a US dollar stablecoin called USDPT on the Solana blockchain. The announcement was confirmed publicly on May 4, 2026 via an X post from Wu Blockchain, with the company positioning USDPT as the first step in a broader digital asset strategy. The move puts a 175-year-old payments institution, founded in 1851 as a telegraph company, directly onto a public blockchain. It also signals that the legacy remittance industry is now treating stablecoins as infrastructure rather than a competitive threat to ignore. Why a remittance giant tokenized the dollar Western Union processes payouts in more than 200 countries and territories. With a customer base that depends heavily on cash-out networks in Latin America, Southeast Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. The company has spent the last several years watching stablecoin volume eat into its corridor pricing power, particularly on US to Mexico and US to Philippines routes, where USDC and USDT settlements have undercut legacy wire fees. Issuing its own stablecoin reframes that pressure. Instead of competing against dollar pegged tokens issued by Circle and Tether, Western Union now has a unit of account it controls, can mint and burn against its own reserves, and can plug directly into its existing agent network for fiat off-ramping. The choice of Solana is not accidental. Solana has become the dominant chain for high-volume, low-value retail payments, with subsent fees and sub-second finality. For a remittance flow where a $200 transfer cannot afford $5 of gas, Ethereum L1 was never a viable home. What we know about the product public details remain thin in the first hours after the announcement. What is confirmed? The token is issued on Solana under the ticker USDPT. It is pegged 1.1 to the US dollar. It is intended for use within Western Union's global remittance and payout network. What is not yet confirmed? The reserve custodian, attestation cadence, redemption mechanics for retail customers, and which jurisdictions will see USDPT integrated into the consumer app first. The lack of a published reserve attestation at launch is notable. The recently advanced Senate Clarity Act compromise bans yield on reserves and tightens disclosure standards, and any US-marketed stablecoin will face questions about reserve composition from day one. Western Union has also not disclosed whether USDPT will be made available outside its own corridors. A closed-loop token that only works between Western Union senders and receivers is a different product from one that competes head-on with USDC for general-purpose payments. Stablecoins are eating remittances, Bitso reported this week, that stablecoins now make up 40% of crypto buys across Latin America, with much of that volume tied to remittance and payroll flows. Tether's most recent attestation showed 1.04B in Q1 2026 profit and an 8.23B reserve buffer, most of it generated by treasury yield on reserves backing tokens that move predominantly through the same corridors Western Union has dominated for decades. Against that backdrop, the calculus for an incumbent is straightforward. Continue charging 5 to 7% on a $200 transfer and watch volume migrate to phantom wallets and over-the-counter dealers. Or issue your own dollar token, capture the float yield, and use the existing physical agent network as a moat for the cash-out leg. MoneyGram took a smaller version of this bet years ago through its stellar partnership. Western Union, with roughly 10x the global agent footprint, is taking a much larger one. Reader impact, what it means for users sending money. For an end customer sending USD from Texas to a relative in the Philippines, USDPT does not change the user-facing app today. The on-ramp, off-ramp, and FX legs remain Western Union's. The change, if the company executes, is on the back end. Faster internal settlement, lower correspondent banking costs, and the ability to offer self-custody hold for senders who want to park funds in USDPT between transfers. For crypto users, USDPT is more interesting as a signal than a product. A regulated, US-headquartered, publicly traded payments company has now joined Circle, Paxos, and Anchorage in issuing a dollar token. The competitive set for stablecoin issuance is widening, and the marginal issuer is no longer a crypto-native firm. For card programs, the second-order effect to watch is whether Western Union eventually pairs USDPT with a spending product. The company already issues prepaid cards in several markets. a USDPT-funded prepaid card would put it in direct overlap with stablecoin-spending crypto cards, like the ones from Redot Pay, Gnosis Pay, and Bleep. What to watch next? Three near-term questions will decide whether USDPT is a serious entry or a press release. The first is the reserve custodian and attestation provider. A U.S. bank custodian and Big Four monthly attestation puts USDPT in the regulated tier with USDC. A non-bank custodian or quarterly-only attestation puts it closer to the offshore competition. The second is corridor rollout. If Western Union opens USDPT in U.S. to Mexico and U.S. to Philippines first, it is going after the highest volume crypto stablecoin remittance routes directly. If it opens in lower volume corridors first, the launch is more cautious. The third is whether USDPT shows up in third-party wallets. A stablecoin that only lives inside the Western Union app is a database entry with extra steps. A stablecoin that Phantom and Solflare list natively is real on-chain dollars.